Hi, it's let me see now. It's the Monday in the 9 days. And of course, as you know, the 9 days is the time of when we all celebrate Sinas Chinam, right? When we all recall the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed because of that stuff. And it's already a trope that everybody hears is Sinas Chinam is real here today, as we know all this. And let me say that it just occurred to me that in a week from now, or a little more than a week from now, we'll have Tu B'Av, which is my anniversary actually, and Tu B'Av is famous because it says Yom Shehutru Shvatim Lavo Zebazet, that the different tribes started actually interacting and marrying with each other before that. So today, I would say, and I think you would agree with me, that in the Jewish people in Klal Yisrael, we are still holding like before Chamisha Sebav, and the different tribes don't intermingle with each other. And I have a guest today who's actually has a project to be Matir the Shvatim Lavo Zebazet, and I mean even within the firm world. So welcome, Shmuel Sacker, who runs the Am Yisrael Chai Foundation in Israel. He's working on a very important Achdus project called Uniting Torah. So, welcome, Shmuel. Can you explain to project for our listeners?
Yes, thank you, Rabbi Katz, for inviting me to your wonderful podcast. It's an honor to be here. And basically, we all know, as you mentioned, Sinat Chinam brought about the destruction of Bayit Sheni. And the fact that we don't have the Beit HaMikdash, it has not been rebuilt, means we have not yet repaired. We've not yet done the tikkun. We've not yet done tshuva for the sins, for the averos that destroyed the second Beit HaMikdash in the first place. And those are, of course, mainly Sinat Chinam, when it's Jew versus Jew. Unfortunately, it's alive and well. So I decided that I'm going to try to do something about it. And that is to bring Ahavas Chinam. And Ahavat Chinam, through uniting the Jewish people, starting in the Torah world. Now, I have to explain this because people often don't understand. When I say unite the Torah world, it doesn't mean that we're all going to agree and there's not going to be any more machlokas and the Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel will agree on everything. On the contrary, that's a healthy thing. You know, Rabbi Katz, you're a man of Gemara and you know how many Dapim of Gemara filled with machloket, and that has kept us going and energized for thousands of years. However, what we're talking about is the machloket that is not l'shem shemayim, the one that rips at our very neshama, and that, of course, is something which we must end. So we've identified that there's four major what we call worlds of Torah. We have the Haredi, Litvish, black hat yeshivish world. That's one. We have the Sfardi yeshivas, we have the Hasidic yeshivas, and we have the Dati Lumi, the Kippah Sruga, religious Zionist yeshivas. These are the four yeshivas. Now, we're all learning the same Torah that we know. There's only one Torah given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is no machloket, no question. However, each one has its different minhagim, and each one has its different sfarim that they study. What we need to do is we need to work together because we're all learning Torah L'shem Shamayim, and therefore we need to show Am Yisrael that we are really one. And that's why I started this concept called UnitingTorah.com, where we respect our differences, but we really focus on what we have in common and not the differences between us. So it's so important to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that this year in Tisha B'Av, before we sit on the floor and cry, we look klapei Shemaya and we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avinu Shemayim, we've done what we could to unite the Torah world. That's what it's all about, unitingtorah.com.
Well, you've worked on so many projects for Am Yisrael. What makes this one feel different or deeper or, let's say, more urgent?
Because the fact that we don't have this Achdut, it has brought about a tremendous amount of bloodshed and continues to do so. I've lived in Israel the last 35 years. Came from New York, but living here for many, many years, Baruch Hashem. And we have seen Sinat Chinam grow. There's ever since the state was created, there was always problems between the religious and the secular, but it hit its peak right before October 7th. So, that terrible tragic day was Simchas Torah / Shmini Atzeret. Just a few days before, a few weeks before, was was of course Yom Kippur, when we had that terrible horrific exhibit of Sinat Chinam at its
Tel
best,
Aviv.
or worse than Tel Aviv, and so on.
Right.
And that's really what, there's no question that that helped bring about the tragedies of October 7th. Because when we're not together, then things happen, and that has been the case throughout our history. So what we need to do is, right after October 7th, there was definitely okay, but it's Achdus after terrible, terrible tragedy. And as the months turned into already closing in on a couple of years already, the Achdus is fizzling away, dissolving, and we're getting back to these machloket once again. And I said, enough, enough of the bloodshed. And we need to push everything aside and work on, and you're right, Rabbi Katz, I've worked on many, many projects, but I believe this is the most important one of all, because uniting the Jewish people means strengthening Am Yisrael, means helping us, bringing nachas to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Look, what is more important to a parent and grandparent than to see their children and grandchildren getting along? It's the most wonderful thing. You don't want every child to be the same as the next one, but you want them respecting each other. You want them getting along. You want them loving each other. That's what we need to show our Father in heaven, Avinu Malkeinu, Bezrat Hashem. When we show that, and it's emes, it's really true, I believe it'll have tremendous positive results for Am Yisrael.
Well, speaking tachlis, you are talking about four different worlds: the Black Hatters, the Kippah Sruga, the Sfardim, and the Hasidim. And you
Correct.
have in mind, I understand, four yeshivas, four kolim, one from each of these four streams. So, would you tell us who they are?
Sure. The first one that I selected was Shiva, known as the Kollel Rav Shimshon Dovid Pinkus. And of course, we know what a tremendous Talmud Chacham he was. Many, many Sfarim that have come out after the tragic accident that he had many years ago. In any case, so it's very interesting. This is, if you know the yeshiva, Rabbi Katz, it's as yeshivish as Black Hat as can be. And I have my ideological differences with them, there's no question, but that's what we're asking people to do. We're asking people to step out of their comfort zone and reach out their hand to fellow Torah Yidden, because unity means exactly that. Not just uniting with people that look like you and think like you and share all of your ideological thoughts and dreams and aspirations, but it's going to people. And this is exactly, Rav Pinkus called me and said, listen, Shmuel, I need to sit with you first before I give my haskama. So we sat in Yerushalayim. His kollel is in Kiryat Moshe. He actually has two places now
What
where they're
is
running
his
to.
name exact? What is his name
Is
exactly?
Yosef Dov,
Yosef
Pinkus.
Dov.
He's one of, he, by the way, was in the car the night of the tragedy. He was involved in the accident. And Nebuch, he was, I think, 15 years old at the time. In any case, very, very tremendous Talmud Chacham. He and his brother run the Kollel. And he spoke to me and he says, Shmuel, you and I know for a fact we have our ideological differences, specifically over the issue of the army. Again, the Torah that he learns is beautiful, and I've been to the Kollel several times, and wonderful, dedicated young men. But we definitely have this ideological difference. As we're speaking right now, Rabbi Katz, my son is fighting the war away from his wife and five kids. That's where I am in terms of ideology, and he's not there. So he says, "So why are you picking me?" I says, "Rabbi Pinkus, you don't understand. I'm asking Am Yisrael to step out of their comfort zone and to reach your hand out in shalom and in love to people who you don't ideologically agree with. I have to be the first one to do this." I says, "I'm telling you, I have big differences of opinion with you, and that's why I called you first." And he says, "If that's the reason," he was the first to join. The Hasidic Shekolel is in the city of Emmanuel. It's called Nesivos Shalom, Netivot Shalom. Of course, the great Slonim Rebbe. It's run by Rav Galinsky, a tremendous, tremendous Talmud Chacham. And there, the guys are learning over there. Beautiful, beautiful chevre, incredible. I think there's about 90 plus Avrechim
Wow.
learning. It's very, very serious kollel, really is. Let's see. The Sfardi Shekolel is in the city of Nitivot. We mentioned that Nitivot is down south. This is, of course, where the Baba Sali's kever is. And Nitivot, we just mentioned October 7th, so I just have to pause for a moment and tell you what Nisim they had in Nitivot, because as you know, there were hundreds and hundreds of terrorists, your maximum, driving around October 7th. Every little kibbutz with 30, 40 families they went into, and they we know what terrible destruction they did. And they went into the city of Sderot. They killed over 70 people, murdered. They murdered over 40 people in Ofakim. But they drove past the city of Netivot with tens of thousands of people. And you see on the traffic cams, they stopped and then they kept going. Not one terrorist entered the city of Netivot. Now, in Netivot, Rav Tedgi told me he doesn't think more than two guys have guns over there. They could have had a chagiga, Chas v'Shalom, what destruction they could have done over there. But Netivot is known as a Ir Torah. They call it the Southern Bnei Brak, and not a Kedekach, but that's what they try to call themselves. In the case, that's the town. It's a town of like 99% of our beautiful Sephardic brothers and sisters, and that's the yeshiva Rav Tedgi, and the Kipas Sruga, the religious Zionist yeshiva, is a yeshiva that started about 2 years ago, maybe 2.5 years by now, and it's a yeshiva run by Rav Moshe Levi. It's in the city of Herzliya, where I am sitting right now. That's where I live. And just again, as a side point, when we started this program, so I knew that Rav Levi, two of his sons were seriously injured in Gaza because this yeshiva, the boys do serve time, in the IDF, and they also combine with Torah study and so on. It's that kind of yeshiva. It's not a yeshiva in Hesder, it's called Yeshiva Gavoa, but it's the same thing where they combine Torah with army service. And two of his sons were injured extremely bad. One was over a year in the hospital and has permanent damage. And a week ago, literally a week ago, his third son was seriously injured. And just 2 days later, which is about 4 or 5 days ago, unfortunately, lo aleinu, they had to amputate both legs. Young man, this is Rav Levi's third son. So you couldn't have four more different yeshivas, more different calls. But that's the point. When you unite with differences, but with love, with respect, with admiration. UnitingTorah.com. This is what will bring us the end to the fasting and the crying on Tisha B'Av.
Do all four of these kollels, yeshivas, know each other?
Yes, they did. Well, they didn't until they do now because
No,
I brought them all
you came
together.
along.
Okay,
Before
right.
you
They
came along.
did. But and the reason why I'm telling people about this website, UnitingTorah.com, is I have a beautiful video there that's about 2 minutes and 10 seconds long, and it shows you the four Rosh Yeshivas talking to each other. It
Ah.
shows you that they say, I need you. And I can't do this without you, Herzliya. I can't do it without you, Rav Tedgi Nitivot. I
That's
need
great.
you, Rav Pinchas. So that's what it's all about. And what this program does is very simple. It divides equally everybody's donation into four. So if you give $100, because that's an easy number to divide by four, so we send $25 to each yeshiva. And you should know that there is no course that will be taken off of your donation because my organization, Am Yisrael Chai, is covering all marketing costs and graphic design and internet and the accounting and all that stuff. That's my chelek, so that every single dollar that is donated is given to these wonderful institutions of Torah learning.
Wow, if they all do one see him one day, that'll be something.
Ezrat
Ooh.
Hashem, what do you mean one sin? We're going to do more than one.
Yeah, one at a time. Well, anyway, what kind of stories do you hope we'll be telling if your project works in the future instead of Avelis and mourning?
Look, I'm not looking for accolades or awards or trophies. My goal is to bring Mashiach one day earlier than he planned on coming. That's mamish what I want to do. And again, everybody has to do their share and their part. And I have felt for years, and I see it, and I live it. that what we need to do is work on our achdus. And again, you could say it and talk about it. You know, in the last few days, I've received so many emails trying to get me to, in many cases, even purchase videos that are coming out for Tisha B'Av, staged videos by various organizations. And I don't want to, talk bad. I'm sure everybody means well, but it's like, buy this video. This is the saddest video you'll ever see. No, mine is sadder than yours. And okay, we need to be sad on Tisha B'Av. There's no question about it. But more important than the destruction is the construction. We need, Dafka mentioned Rav Pinkus. Rav Pinkus talks about in one of his forum how it's interesting how the Avelis gets more and more and more, right? Starts in Shavuot Batamis, 3 weeks, 9 days, and Erev Tisha B'Av, you can't even learn, and even this year on Shabbos after Chatzos, and then you have to fast and sit on the floor. And then when the Beit HaMikdash starts burning, actually starts burning, that's when already you get off the floor. Where we're still eating, we're still fasting at that point, but it's after Chatzot. He said that should be the worst. I don't know. We should be banging our head against the wall at that point. Why at that point, when it's already burning, are the restrictions becoming less and less? And he explains because that already we see, you know what, with all of the pain, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took out his anger on, Avanim
Christian stones,
and
yeah.
right, exactly, and not on the Jewish people. So that's the time where, at the height of the destruction, to start planning the construction, to start doing the tikkun. And I'm saying this is one of the ways. I don't claim to have all the answers, never did, never will. But I'm saying this is one of the ways that we need to repair the damage. We're clear. Everybody's agrees, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, that it's been the Sinas Chinam that has brought us to this point. So let's unite the Torah world, unitingtorah.com. I urge you go and just watch this video, and then Bezrat Hashem, you'll have the call to action.
So you're not into cynicism, I see.
Not at all. I'm into action. I have here, well, I'll even show you. I have a magnet here. I look at it all the time. It's called Make It Happen. I don't know if you can see it. Make It Happen. Because we are a people of Naaseh V'Nishma. Let's do it. Let's do it.
If this works, where would you like to see your project a year from now?
If this works, you and I are going to be in the Beis HaMikdash a year from now. I'll even put on a white shirt, a black hat. I won't. I have a black kippah, but I'll put on a white shirt, nice clean one, and you and I, Rabbi Katz, will be dead. Wait a minute. I would imagine you're a Kohen,
That's
okay?
right. So I have a white hat.
So white hat. So you'll be. I won't be with you in the Beis HaMikdash, but I'll wave to you. Hey,
That's right.
remember me? Remember me? And
Okay.
maybe you'll be the one that'll be makriv my korban todah. And Bezrat Hashem, you'll
That would
share
be
in the
nice.
meal. You'll share in the meal.
Tachlis, if people want to participate, they can donate online, of course. If they don't want to donate online, is there a number that they can call?
Yes, everything is online. And the website is unitingtorah.com. There's a telephone number you
UnitedTorah.com.
can call, and there's an address to send in a check. All the information there. It's not even really a website. It's a landing page because it just has over there, this nice video. It also has the four yeshivas. You could see each one, who they are and what they do and how special they are. And really, it's an honor to take part in this project. And it's not easy. There are people that are just. They're saying, Shmuel, it's hard for me to give to yeshiva where the boys don't go to the army. Another one said, it's hard for me to give to, why should I give to a Sephardi yeshiva? I'm getting, with Sanchini, I'm getting emails. This will bring Mashiach. I know one thing. We have to do our job. And it's not easy to step outside, as I mentioned, the comfort zone. But I'm not asking people to stop giving to their normal place. If someone is a big contributor to Panovich, he should continue, or to the Mir, or to the Ben Ish Chai Yeshiva. He should continue giving that. This is in addition to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, enough of just looking inside ourselves. Let's expand. We have 12 Shvatim. Reuven and Zvulun and Yisachar and Dan, let's all come together as one nation. Am Yisrael, Belevechad, Ke'ishachad.
Well, I can predict if this takes off, you'll be getting a lot of emails and phone calls from different Rosh Yeshivas, different kollels,
Oh, that would be great. That would be great.
without question.
If Rosh Yeshivas call me and they want to take part in this project next year, so next year we're going to have 20 yeshivas, 50 yeshivas part of it. What a beautiful thing. What a beautiful. And that's what we're looking to do. We're looking to grow. We have these four that are starting. We're going to break the ice, get through to people to tell them this is what we need to do. And Bezrat Hashem, we'll make it happen.
Well, this has been interesting, and thanks for appearing. And I wish you hatzlacha and these.
Bezrat Hashem, once again, yasher koach to you and all the wonderful work that you do, and asking all of your listeners and viewers to simply spend 2 minutes to go into unitingtorah.com.
UnitingTorah.com. That's
Correct.
easy enough. All right, very good. Thank you, Zun.
Amen. Okay.